Chazar Shir Shmuel Zchus Rufo Shleima for Alter Chaim Ben Sarat Sartil. Today's daf is Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph Chaf. Brachas Daf Chaf, right? Yeah, Brachas Daf Chaf. So on the top of the Amud, the Gemara raises the question: why is it Rav Papa Asabai Maishan Rishon the Srach Shlu Nisa Maishan Anan the Lo Misrach Shlu Nisa? Why is it that in earlier generations they had miracles happen for them all the time, and we never have miracles happen to us? And the Gemara says that it can't be because they had a higher level of Talmud Torah, because that's simply not true. We have a higher level of Talmud Torah. Rather, it must be because they're Moser Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem, and that's the great Sukkos that they're able to have Nisim happen to them when you're Moser Nefesh al Kiddush. So the Gemara goes on to give an example where they ever moser nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. So the Gemara says, Rav Ada bar Rava saw a woman that he thought was a Jewish woman, and she was wearing something that was not tzenua, and he ripped it off of her. But it turned out she was a kutis, and they fined him 400 zuz for ripping it off of her. Her name was Masun, and he said, Masun, Arba Mea Zuzi Shavya, you cost me 400 zuz. But you see the Mesiris Nefesh, that he was willing to risk taking such a strong stance for Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara then tells us that two of the Gedolei Amoraim used to have a minag of sitting by the Shari Tvila, but for different reasons. Rav Gidol would sit by the Shari Tvila so that he could instruct the women how to do a proper Tvila, that he can teach them how to do Tvila. And the Gemara asked the Kasha on him, aren't you worried about Yetzer Hara, you're going to see all these women? So he said, no, it's so above him. Kikaki Chivri, they're like white geese to him. They don't mean anything to him, so it's no problem for him. The other thing where it tells Rabbi Yochanan also sat by the Shari Tefillah, but for a completely different reason. He sat there in order that the women, when they come out of the mikvah, they should see him, and they'll be inspired by his beauty, and maybe they'll have children that are as beautiful as him. So the kasha on him wasn't about his Yetzer Hara. The kasha they asked on him was, aren't you worried about Ayin Hara? That everyone's looking at your beauty, you're drawing attention to your own beauty. Isn't that a problem of Ayin Hara? He says, I'm covered, I'm Mizara di Yosef, and anyone who's from Zara Yosef has no problem of Ayin Hara. Ma dagav yidgul rov bekarav haaretz, ma dagam shabiyam mayim mechasma aleim ve'in ayin rasha letes bem, av zara shal Yosef, ein ayin rasha letes bem, we don't have to worry about it at all. Or he said that any eye that doesn't wander itself doesn't have to worry about an Ayin Hara. I never looked at anybody else's things and was envious, so I don't have to worry about an Ayin Hara. Then we get to the Mishnah, that was all the Agadita part of the daf, but then we got to the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us, Nashim Avadim Ketanim are pot from Kriya Shema and Tefillin, but they're Chayiv in Tefillah, Mezuzah, Birch Samazon. So the Gemara goes on to tell us, what's the Chiddush of each of these halachas? So the Chiddush that they're pot from Kriya Shema is that you might have thought that they're Chayiv because Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim is something that's Nogay to women as well. The Chiddush that they're pot from Tefillin is you might have thought that since Tefillin is Hukash LeMezuzah, it's compared to Mezuzah, they're Chayiv in Mezuzah, they should be Chayiv in Tefillin. The Chiddush that they're chayiv in tefillah is that the pasuk in Tehillim mentions times when it's appropriate daven, so you might have thought it's mitzvah shazman grama, and therefore women are pater. The Chiddush that they're chayiv in mezuzah is because mezuzah is hukash l'talmud Torah. Pater from Talmud Torah, you would think they're pater from mezuzah as well. The Chiddush that they're chayiv in birchas hamazon is because same as tefillah, it mentions times of day when a person eats, so it might have been assumed to be like a mitzvah shazman grama, kamash malan, that it's not. So the Gemara then tells us women are chayiv in Kiddush Hayom, Machlokas Amoraim, what the nature of the chiyuv is. Abayi holds it's only a chiyuv midrabbanan because it's mitzvah shazman grama. Rava says no, they're chayiv midaraisa because kol sheyeshno b'shamar yeshno b'zachar. Anyone who's chayiv in the los aseis of Shabbos is chayiv in the aseis of Shabbos midaraisa. The Gemara has a discussion about birchas hamazon and comes to the maskana that women are chayavos in birchas hamazon. Discussion in Rashi and Tosfos what the havamina to pater women from birchas hamazon, is it because they don't yarshin Eretz Yisrael, or because they're not included in bris and Torah? Whatever it is, the maskan is that women are chayiv in birchas hamazon, and a katan who ate can be motzi a gadol who ate a kezayis, the Gemara says, because the gadol who ate a kezayis is only a bar chiyuva midrabanan. So the katan is bar chiyuva midrabanan can be motzi, the gadol is bar chiyuva midrabanan. Then the Gemara, once it's on the topic of birchas hamazon, tells us that the malachim challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you HaKadosh Baruch Hu say about yourself that lo yisa panim, that you don't show any favoritism to anybody, but then you yourself say yisa Hashem panav elecha, that you do show favoritism to Klal Yisrael. Why do you show this favoritism to Klal Yisrael? So he says, how could I not? I tell them in the Torah v'yachalta v'savata v'erachta that they only have to bench if they eat a kadeh sviya, and they bench even when they eat a kazayis, even not kebetza, they bench. So of course I'm going to be yisa panim. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Chafan Beis tells us that a balkeri can be maharith things that are daraisa, and you can skip entirely that which is drabbanan. Based on Takanas Ezra, that a balkeri is not allowed to engage in divrei Torah or in tefillah. So for those things that are daraisa, you could just be mahara, just think about them, and those things that are drabbanan, you can skip them entirely. And that leads the Gemara into a discussion of what the nature of the halach of hirur is. Is hirur kedibur dami, or is hirur lav kedibur dami? Does hirur count as speaking, or does it not count as speaking? And that's the sugya, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to pick up with tomorrow.